Welcome to the Legal Nurse Podcast, where you'll get tips to expand your legal nurse consulting skills. Every week, you'll hear from experts from within and outside the legal nurse consulting business. They'll share their knowledge to help you grow. Your show is moderated by Pat Iyer, a legal nurse consultant with over 30 years' experience. So join our community, sit back, relax, and get ready to learn. Here's your host, Pat Iyer.
This is LMP 211, Dealing with Fear, Tackling LNC Fears. You might think that fear is the legal nurse consultant's enemy, right? Fear demoralizes us. It stops us in our tracks. That's actually not true. How should you be dealing with fear? This is Pat Iyer with Iyer's Insights. In our previous podcast, LNP 210, Tina Greenbaum spoke about stress. I find that unconscious fears create a lot of stress for legal nurse consultants. Even if we're in situations that lack fulfillment or the flexible lifestyle we want from our LNC businesses, it is human nature to want to maintain the status quo by staying where we are. Our tendency is to prefer the known over the unknown. Fear is a natural part of the process of change. Fear creates growing pains rather than an obstacle to move forward. Sometimes LNCs confuse the fear of making changes with the type of fear we might experience if we're walking down a dark alley at night in the bad part of town. That type of fear, which is more a gut-level survival fear, gets our adrenaline pumping and heightens our senses so that we can protect ourselves. The fear we experience when we're trying something new, making a change, and breaking out on our own is intended to make us much more aware and alert so that we can do the best that we can moving forward. This is a four-step method for dealing with fear. Feel the fear, face it, move forward, grow until the next challenge comes. As someone who has faced recurrent fear in my own business, I appreciate this analysis. There's a risk that a person may become paralyzed with fear and stay stuck in a very undesirable situation because of not knowing what might be ahead. Yet without making those changes, there's no way out of that difficult situation. Fear kept me miserable. I'll share an example of how I let my fear and stress keep me stuck in an awful situation. Do you remember what the economy was like 10 years ago? During the 2008 recession, my LNC business experienced a drop in cases and cash flow. 10 years ago this month, in August 2008, I could not take a salary, which was the first time that had happened. The company at that time consisted of me and two support staff members who had each been with the company for 12 years. Although for the previous 2 years I was able to give my two support staff an extra paycheck as a bonus at Christmas, I realized I could not afford to do that in 2008. My staff members had counted on that extra paycheck and were greatly demoralized when it did not appear. They did not respond to my efforts to encourage them to take the long view and work together as a team to address the drop in business. They remained hostile and angry from the moment that I announced there would be no bonus. I made that announcement in early November 2008 through January 2009. There was no improvement in their moods. They remained cold and angry. I was miserable in my business. One day I realized that I needed to take charge of the situation and I had to be more proactive in dealing with these two employees. I had a choice of who I worked with. It was my business. I made the difficult decision to replace one of them with an in-house LNC in January 2009. I laid one of them off on a Friday and I caught her completely off guard. Her friend, the other employee, was dumbfounded that I would do this and became, on the surface, more accommodating to me. The in-house LNC started on Tuesday after the weekend. It turned out that she was not well suited for the position. She resigned a few months later. Then I replaced her with a secretary who was a terrific employee and loved her job. The remaining long-term support staff employee resigned her position in September of 2009 at the worst possible time in my life, when my husband was about ready to undergo a triple bypass. After trying a new person in the position, I eventually hired an employee who was very competent, and she was a joy to work with. One of the hardest parts of this time in my business was addressing the fear of what would happen to the business if both of these key employees left. To my delight, the atmosphere changed from people who were angry and hard to work with to people who were great to work with and loved their jobs. Dealing with fear resulted in a business that flourished as I surrounded myself with people who liked their jobs and they liked each other. Let me stop the program for a minute to discuss a book that I wrote that covers this topic. This is Pat Iyer. How to Grow Your LNC Business: Secrets of Success is one of my newest books. Your mindset matters. The beginning of the book probes how your attitude affects your legal nurse consulting success and how you can make it your friend. The book goes even deeper into how you build your business. One of the best ways to demonstrate your expertise is to ace a presentation to attorneys at a conference or at their law firm. Four chapters go into depth on techniques to master public speaking. You'll be inspired by the stories of how five experienced legal nurse consultants started and grew their businesses. Section 1 asks the provocative question, are you your friend or enemy? Mindset matters for success. Get inspired by the techniques for tackling adversity. Section 2 helps you take advantage of one of the best ways to grow your business, which is to teach attorneys. Making presentations to attorneys is an excellent way to demonstrate your expertise and prove your value. Four powerful chapters give you the specifics on preparing for and delivering a polished professional presentation. Section 3 has pure inspiration. Five experienced legal nurse consultants share their views and their stories of how they got started and grew their businesses. They reveal their triumphs and challenges. Get your copy at lnc.tips/creating-series. That link again is http://lnc.tips/creating-series. And I've given you a code to get a 25% discount on the book. That code is LISTENED. You put that in the promo code box when you check out. I realized that I allowed my employees to hold me hostage to their anger, and that when I took charge of the situation and made changes, I tackled my fear and discomfort, and I came out ahead. The situation made me much more aware of fears and how people react to them. That's one of the lessons that I learned from that experience. Here's another example of how I handled a situation that involved fear. I'm boarding an airplane when I see a man sitting in my seat. Having learned that it is best to be assertive in this situation, I tap him on the arm and I say, "Sir, I'd like to see your boarding pass." He reacts to the authority in my voice. Without objecting, he hands it to me, and it verifies that he should be sitting across the aisle. I glance across the aisle and I see a woman sitting in his seat. The flight attendant becomes involved. She looks at her boarding pass and establishes that she's supposed to be in the middle seat and the woman in the middle seat is supposed to be by the window. The flight attendant shifts everybody over and I take the aisle seat. The woman sitting next to me is radiating nervousness. She speaks rapidly. She tries to get me to take the middle seat. I gently refuse. I like aisle seats. She pushes harder. You're not going to like sitting next to me. I've been traveling all day and I smell. With that comment, she has triggered my nursing instincts. I see her as a challenge. I say, I'm a nurse. She quickly asserts, I'm a nurse's aide. I conclude, I don't smell anything. We'll be good as long as you're not incontinent. She laughs and she says, that has never happened. Then I see the fear she's radiating. As we settle in our seats, she says, this is going to be the flight from hell. I glance around. I'm puzzled. There are no screaming babies. There's no one kicking the back of my seat. These factors make flights difficult for me. I look at her and say, you need to be positive. Yeah, you're right, she says. When I found out she's a nurse's aide in a nursing home, I ask her questions about low beds and hydraulic lifts. I learned firsthand some interesting things about nursing home aides, like they're forced by time pressure to use a lift alone. If they stop to get another person to help, as they should, they get behind in their work. But she knows she's violating the rules when she uses a lift alone. I tell her about a few cases involving patients who fell out of lifts. She hangs on every word. Then another flash of fear comes. Midway through our flight, the fasten your seatbelt sign comes on. We're in turbulence. She says, I want to know what's going on. Why is he putting on that sign? I'm thinking, it's pretty obvious why the sign is on. But I say, there are some things under your control and others that are not. She calms down again. By the time we're landing, she's laughing, she's relaxed, she's showing me pictures of her children and discussing her trip to Mexico. As we land, she says, you're right. This was not the flight from hell. While my story is about fear, there are some other messages here too. How does this apply to us as legal nurse consultants? Number one, it's important to be assertive. Ask questions, assert your rights, and wisely handle the money aspects of your business. You must watch out for your needs. Two, effectively use your nursing knowledge to help your clients. They rely on your communication skills and your ability to establish rapport with others. Keep your sense of humor. Life is serious. Look for the funny side. Three, don't allow yourself to be pulled into negativity. It takes a lot of energy to be a legal nurse consultant and entrepreneur. Don't get distracted by doomsayers and dream stealers. Fourth point, use any opportunity to find out how healthcare works. Talk to people who have firsthand responsibilities to learn more about their world. Be curious. Educate others. Point five, recognize when you're in control and when you're not. Give control to others when it's reasonable and practical. And point six, sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. You only go this way once. Be sure to get a copy of How to Grow Your LNC Business, Secrets of Success. You'll read my practical advice, having been in your seat running a successful legal nurse consulting business. Go to http://lnc.tips/creating-series. And be sure to write a review for us on iTunes, telling the world how you appreciate Legal Nurse Podcast. And I've got a phenomenal resource for you just waiting on legalnursebusiness.com. Online training and books are designed to help LNCs discover ways to strengthen their skills and their businesses. Check them out at legalnursebusiness.com. Many of us are lifelong learners who enjoy the chance to keep expanding our knowledge, just like the Book of the Month clubs, my membership site, lnceu.com, gives you two online trainings every month. We have a yearly payment plan that saves you over $50 compared to paying monthly, and each program is hugely discounted. Look at the options at lnceu.com. And my last website, thelncacademy.com, is the coaching program I offer to a select number of LNCs. You get my personal attention and mentorship so that you can excel and build a strong foundation for your LNC practice. Get all the details at lncacademy.com.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode. Check out Pat Iyer's resources for legal nurse consultants on legalnursebusiness.com. Pat coaches legal nurse consultants so they make more money, get more clients, and avoid expensive mistakes. Check out her coaching program at lncacademy.com. Please subscribe to our podcast and leave a review on iTunes. We always are interested in your ideas for new topics. Please leave a comment on legalnursepodcasts.com. Join our community and get notified of each new episode and receive the transcript of today's program. Complete the request form on legalnursepodcasts.com. We appreciate you and your interest.